Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I am not Maggie Dawn. I am Dan Schaefer. I am your guest host on the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. With me here in studio, live from Racine, Wisconsin, is Angela Lang, the Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. She is here as my guest host for the full show today, Angela.
Yeah.
How about that?
It'll be a good time. A
lot of recombobulating.
Yes. We're doing.
Angela is a regular contributor at the Recombobulation Era, award-winning
yeah.
contributor from the Recombobulation Era. She won a Milwaukee Press Club Award for her work here. So do check out when she writes. You always got to read when Angela writes.
I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to have a platform, and I'm grateful that people read whatever comes out of my head sometimes.
Well, you wrote a great piece today, and what came out of your head today is a good one.
It works somehow.
It works. It comes together. We recombobulate it all together.
Yes.
That's right. So check out that piece right now at the Recombobulation Area. The headline is, "Where do we go from here?" I think that's a question a lot of us are asking as we turn the calendar
yes.
to 2025, as we get ready for a second Trump term. As we get ready for a whole lot of things that 2025 has for us, that's kind of the
deep sigh.
It's just the vibe that I have right now as we recombobulate into 2025 too. It's just a lot of all right. Here we go.
Yeah.
Got to get after it.
Who
here.
Knows?
Before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the political news of the day about Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler had a big endorsement today. Senate Majority Leader, I think he's only Senate Majority Leader for like another few days, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is supporting Ben Wickler in his effort to lead the party on a national stage. My question about that at the moment is, is this a good thing? If you're Ben Wickler and you're running for DNC chair, do you want the support of some of the more establishment voices? Now, I'm not saying anything that, like, you know, if making value judgments on Chuck Schumer as an individual,
sure.
about like where he is standing on. Obviously, he's a prominent member of the party. Getting endorsement of the prominent member of the party is a big deal. But if you're Ben Wickler, do you want more of an outsider appeal at this point?
Yeah. You know, I'm very curious to see what other endorsements Ben has up his sleeve. I know that this won't be the last, right? And, you know, really just sitting on this question, like, is this a good thing? I think it's interesting that, like, who he's, like, speaking to and who he's campaigning to, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, there are probably some of my lefty friends that won't like that, given, you know, some of their qualms and criticisms of Schumer, right? But the lefty folks are not going to be voting in the next DNC chair.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so
people who are always, you know, critical of the Democratic Party, they're not the people voting on this.
Exactly.
Right?
And, you know, the people that are going to be voting and you know, talking about this like insider baseball are the more establishment types. Mm-hmm. And so I think from a strategy sense, and I think Ben would agree, and I think this is partly what he's doing is, yes, you want to have some of those like big players in the establishment because like that's the realm and the environment that you're operating in. But I'd be curious to see how Ben balances that with his more progressive, I think, stances too, right? And I think I can't help but to think of the campaign, right? When I'm not saying that Chuck Schumer is Liz Cheney. I'm not saying that at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, is there going to be a counter? Is there going to be a balance? Is it going to have, you know, a progressive person? What happens if, like, say Maurice Mitchell, for example, from the National Working Families Party also endorses, right? Like, mm-hmm. what does that mean? And so I think that Ben will probably have something else to quote unquote, balance it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think it's strategic for what he's trying to do, given the arena that he's playing in right now.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I think, you know, there was some signaling early on in this from some of the members of the Progressive Caucus saying that mm-hmm. they were interested in somebody like Ben Wickler,
yeah.
I think was the yep. this statement from Representative Jayapal,
yep.
Who's head of the Progressive Caucus. So I think that wanting to have, and I think that's what the message that I think Wickler's putting out there
yeah.
in a piece that I wrote about a month or two ago now about how Wickler could be this quote unquote Goldilocks
yeah.
candidate.
Yep. Yep.
And that was a quote from one of the sources that I was talking to in Wisconsin on that story. And they were telling me that, you know, Wickler is liked by both progressives
yeah.
and centrists.
Yeah.
He's liked by both the grassroots organizers and the big dollar donors. Like, he can be a lot of things to a lot of people. But I do wonder if you want to be out there front and center with an establishment name like this.
Especially right now.
Especially right now, and especially considering who, I guess, his opponent would be in this race. Ken Martin is the, you know, the Minnesota Dem chair. He's been kind of more like... He's a member of the DNC. He's been planning this for a while.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, he's done some great things in Minnesota as well. They've had some real success there. But I think he has been kind of seen as the more establishment candidate.
Sure.
And Wickler has been seen as the more of just like the change maker, somebody who has brought a different approach to Wisconsin. You know, he gave a great interview on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart talking about how he wanted to do things differently and how he has done things differently in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder if that is, you know, and I think Chuck Schumer's strategy, you know, the famous quote, I'm trying to pull it up here. I'm not finding it out. Google's worse now, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So the strategy, and I'm going to botch the quote, but it's just like every vote we lose in, you know, a rural district, we're going to pick up two votes in a suburban district. I think that strategy has been kind of damaging for Democrats over the past 8 years. And just look at what's happened with, you know, Donald Trump winning again.
and the
Republicans taking the House 2 years ago and taking the Senate now. And and I think you're looking at this like 8 year run for when Trump, you know, became the dominant political figure in the country. Yeah. And the Democrats pushing back on that. Schumer has been part of that every step of the way.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you necessarily want somebody like that or if you want to turn the page. And I think that's what a lot of people, you know, are recognizing, that in Democratic circles, they have a difficult time turning the page in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I think that has led to a lot of real problems, most notably, you know, losing this last election.
I mean, I think Ben, and I think it's easier for me to say those things because I'm like, I've worked with him, I've seen him, I know his values. But I think that, you know, from outside looking in, if you're not in the weeds and you don't know him, there could be a lot of assumptions that are made from that endorsement, I think.
Yeah. Either way, he's back in the news.
Yep.
Ben's back in the news. He knows how to get himself
back
in the news. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm here with my guest co-host, Angela Lang. We're going to be with you for the rest of the afternoon here on The Maggie Dawn Show. Give us a call. Shoot us a text, 855-752-4842. We're going to be headed to a break right now, but stick with us. We'll be right back. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. Yeah, hair so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she looked like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail as well.